Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Doesn't stop. It is Vossi and James Magnussen, the Warner reaction. How bad is Australian cricket going if we ever seriously had to consider Warner as an option? Anthony, well, I don't know where they were at the national team, but just to give him the opportunity to clear the way if he was to captain a Big Bash team, I think was the thing. Parramat says, punishment for the seat recliner offender to be brought before the Cricket Australia Review Committee, death by a thousand clowns. Oh, Parramat. It's controversial. Yeah, controversial areas. Michelle Bishop with a sports update coming on right now. We've been discussing the David Warner situation this morning, and we can bring in some more expert opinion, Michelle.
That we can, and there's all sorts of opinions, isn't there, with this saga, and it's going on and on and on. I think with his 800-word document, he's put closure on it, and it was all to protect his family. The opening line in the document was, my family is more important to me than cricket. If you go down a little bit further, he says, I've served and been subject to a crushing, unprecedented penalty that has horribly impacted me and my family for the past nearly 5 years without the prospect of any relief now. So I think he's kind of crying out for, guys, you know, this is enough. For mine, it's the mixed messages, guys, from head office. It's okay to throw an attractive marketing contract at him for the BBL to lure him there because they're desperate for TV ratings and bums on seats. Ian Healy, of course, from our sister station in Brizzy on SEN, he's got an opinion too. Let's take a listen.
The independent panel have decided, no, this needs to be public. The whole trial needs to be public. Yeah. And it seemed to be a trial of Warner's crime again. That's done. The trial was supposed to be about the punishment he received for that.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go through everything all again in public. Come on. But he's had this decision for about a week. He's prepared this 800-word document quite well, very well, actually. I would like to see a similar-style response by the independent panel.
Good call.
Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we know who's on the
independent
panel? Who's on the independent panel? Do we know? Is it just a law firm?
No, there's different people on it. I'd be, you know, lying if I told you exactly who. But yeah, we've covered that in the past. No one really of note. But guys, clearly they've been educated by this process because they've been secretly reviving talks with Steve Smith to try and lure more star power into the Big Bash League. It's in its 12th season now, by the way. They are desperate. They want him. And a Saturday night Sydney derby on January 21 between Dave Warner and Steve Smith is at the top of their wish list at the moment because you can imagine the TV ratings and the sellout crowd at the SCG. So for months, they sat on their hands and refused to offer Smith the right cash, similar to Warner's deal. But that's changed and they're in talks now back at the negotiating table. Now enter the complications with this one, follow the ball. They've Sixers have just signed Jack and Mickey Edwards, so filling their last two roster spots, which means under the current rules, Smith would have to sign for $2,200 a game as replacement for England international James Vince, who is here to play only the first half of the tournament. So they've got themselves in a spot of bother. Now, Smith said at the beginning of this, it wasn't about money. It's more out of principle that Cricket Australia, you know, wasn't showing him the same kind of love, I guess, as Dave Warner when it comes to the marketing contract. So this will be very interesting to see the way this one plays out now.
This thing is a circus. I can see you scratching your head there.
It's ridiculous.
It's a circus.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that is... I was saying we're going to have closure and now we're going to get a few little trails. We're going to keep going. There'll be like a spin-off series on the Warner captaincy and the Smith situation and all of that. And finally, a push to see female coaches in the NRL to the point where there are suggestions that we could have a head coach in the NRL that is a woman. Would it be an assistant coach, first of all? What are you hearing?
Well, look, I'm hearing Laurie Daly, obviously league legend. He's suggested that we will see a woman or a female full-time NRL assistant coach within 5 years and then sort of talked about perhaps 10 years down the track is when we'll start to see a head coaching position held by women in the NRL. He says it's inevitable. And guys, it is. Massive fan of Loz. I think he's absolutely fantastic. And he's right in saying this because we're investing money into the women's game and it is pretty much inevitable. But I'm a little bit, I don't know about you guys, but when I sort of first read this, I was thinking, asking, why are we putting a time frame on this? We're seeing Karen Murphy, Kylie Hilda, some fantastic talent, Jess Skinner, in the system at the moment. What I am a little bit shocked to learn is the fact that we don't have any female participants in around the 20s, the SG ball and the flag at that level. I think it'd be fantastic to see that start to happen. And, you know, I get that it's, you know, I don't want it to be a ticking box sort of exercise. They've got to be the right person for the job. They're looking at it in the AFL at the moment as well. And I believe, I can't remember what the club is, to be honest with you, but I believe there is one particular AFL club at the top level that is going to employ a female in a full-time position as an assistant this coming season. They've talked about weighing up the person, their credentials, how they operate, their experience. And they should all be factors. It shouldn't be about a male or a female. But I just think it's very dangerous for us to now be sort of saying, oh, in 5 years' time, we'll see an assistant, and in 10 years' time, we'll have a head coach. Let it just play out naturally and be genuine about it. Who knows? We could see someone in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
I don't think we will.
If there's a person with the ability, they could be employed tomorrow.
It has to be about the ability.
It's ability, not gender. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I'm a woman.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say we won't. I'm going to say we won't.
Well, I'm a woman, and I'm actually saying that if the woman isn't up to it, they shouldn't get the gig. You don't just have the ticking box exercise. I'm brutally against it because it sets us up for a downfall in the end.
Have we got any female coaches in the NRLW?
Well, this is the point. Yes, absolutely, we do. Not head coaches, assistant coaches and stuff. But guys, this is the point. I was reading South Sydney has actually said part of their proposal to have the women's team in the NRLW was to have an all-female coaching staff. Now, I'm anti that. Yes. There's good, genuine 100%. Coaches that are males that can contribute to making that a better side and a better organisation. Yeah. I don't think this has to be gender-driven.
No.
That's just my opinion.
True, never a truer word said by Michelle Bishop. Well done. Next hour, another big sports report. We can't wait.
I'm going to find something very interesting for you now.
All right, okay, something interesting next hour. Then James Magnuson with Vossiaki this morning. I'm letting him take charge because I'm tired and emotional and I just don't have any ideas, even though it is Nicki Minaj's birthday. And last ad break, the boys ran me through some of the lyrics of Nicki Minaj songs, and I said, well, I have no input into today's picking of the music. Thank you very much. 7 minutes to 8. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.